The Masters
Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your hostess, known as Chrissy Stereo. We have a wonderful guest tonight, a very, very cosmic guest on, Michael Nebe. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mike. Junior. Let's not forget the junior. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I feel so blessed right now to be
here.
Oh
my gosh, that's, you know, I feel really blessed that, you know, our paths crossed, you know? Isn't it kind of trippy, you know, how, yeah, life works that way.
Oh yes.
So at the beginning of each show of The Master's Playground, we take a moment to bless the show, bless ourselves. We take a moment to bow to that infinite teacher within, and we do so by chanting the Adi Mantra three times. Chanting the Adi Mantra for, you know, any guests that are just tuning into the Master's Playground going, what is going on? Yeah, so we're going to get into this little yogi thing. You know, we're going to, we do so by placing our hands in front of, in prayer position in front of our heart chakras, closing our eyes. We take a deep breath in. Exhale. And Michael, I believe you're familiar with this chant. You're welcome to join along or just, you know, listen. Okay, on the next breath, we'll begin. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om after chanting. Welcome to the show, Michael. Hi.
I feel like I just woke up from an amazing nap right now.
I know. It's so groovy. Oh my God, I'm a little spaced out. I think there's a lot of magic dust happening in the air.
Yes.
And, you know, how perfect timing, by the way. All right, so let's catch up with Michael, okay? We're going to, for those of you who don't know Michael, we're about to, you know, dive into all things Michael here. But I do want to highlight, there is an amazing amount of energy shifting happening, oh, I don't know, all weekend, you know, in between now and Monday. And, you know, we're going to be exploring astrology, spirit, being intuitive, diving into tarot cards, and just trusting the ride. So for those of you who don't know you yet, you know, hey man, where do we want to start? Diapers? Do we want to start 12th grade? Let's dive into your being of service in this world. Mm-hmm. You know, help people understand what you do.
All right, that's a great place to start. I really, you know, I like to see myself as a being of conscious illumination. Mm-hmm. You know, being like that sun shining light and helping to dispel darkness and whatnot. Really cliche at first, but
yeah, I always like to say it's a great t-shirt, you know. Light being.
Oh, that's pretty fly.
Yeah, it is.
I really this path is really allowing me to like accept like being, you know, used as a divine vessel. It's really teaching me, you know, to not necessarily get rid of my ego, but just, you know, detach from a lot about what I want. And it's helping me focus on, you know, other people. When other people start telling me how much I help them, I never really like took it seriously. I just thought I was delivering information. But, you know, it's like you said, there's this huge shift that's happening. And like this weekend, so far this week, I just seem to be caught in the middle of it. Like, oh my gosh, like energy really is changing. It's like, wow, like it's putting all this work into perspective. But I just like to, right now I'm focusing on shining my Gemini talents and sharing the knowledge that needs to be shared so people can gain the right context.
Let's see here. Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah, I know many great souls from New Jersey, actually. Oh. Some of my favorite people are from there. I caught wind of you, I believe it was with Master Windfeather. You know, we did a little appearance together, but I caught wind of you way before then. Not super before. I want to say this year in general, but that's how I started to come to realize or get to know your name and come across you and stuff like that. And you had recently moved to Los Angeles, right? Like, I want to say in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, around there.
February, around there.
Late February, early March. Okay.
So the update now that you've had a taste of Hollywood, what's the plan? What's happening with you?
Oh my gosh. Last night was so epic. I chilled with some very interesting individuals. I had initially met when I first came here, and David Palmer introduced me to a good friend in Kansas.
Yeah, the Leo King, yeah.
Yes, shout out to the Leo King.
What up?
Yeah, it's like my coming down here, it really feels like I was just like meant to make certain connections.
Right.
And once I made those connections, bam, now I have to move back. Like like I was saying last night, I was hanging out with them because they were, you know, seeing me off. And like, it just has the strongest feeling like I'm gonna be back. Like, this is just like a small prologue that I have to, like, coming down here really helped me see what's possible before I finish off some work, I guess.
Right. Isn't it interesting how spirit pulls you randomly? Going back to allowing the divine to come through, you know. Yeah. I mean, I think we're both partying in that sphere of reality.
It's very fun.
Yeah, you know, it's, for I'm sure a lot of people who tune in are, you know, hip to what that means. But I also know that majority of the audience of the Master's Playground is really getting a taste of what's really going on out there, you know, just through, like, I don't know, I envision people drinking tequila, smoking their cigarettes, going, what's going on, man? You know, that whole thing, you know, I'm like, whoa. All right. So, but in general, there has been, you know, Windfeather was highlighting how there's a crop of people who have been claimed, you know, into light work, you know, and I kind of want to say that it's been really, over the course of the last year and a half. So what has your experience been like? When did you start to feel that this drive to just allow, you know, and let it navigate for you?
That is a great question to answer now. And I feel like every day always gives you an added perspective to make sense of events. But this definitely, of course, started when I was born. But as far as like this new chapter and shift of the path, it really started off for me. You were asking as far as like the last year and a half. Right?
Yeah, that's what I noticed. What was it? 12/21, 2012. There was all of a sudden spark. You know, I had friends who were, you know, saying it's going to be the end of the world. I'm like, no, man, it's going to, you know, the consciousness is going to shift. I had no idea what that meant until I personally started experiencing it. So I'm wondering when you started to feel this. I don't know.
I was definitely
being claimed.
Very interested in the hype. At that time, I didn't really realize that what I would be doing would ever, you know, If you told me I'd be on this radio show, I'd be like, all right, I could see that happening, but I wouldn't really believe it.
Right.
And it's like, because that was actually the moment where I was like, for sure, moving forward on this path.
Mm-hmm.
I had started a bit before that December, maybe around June, but
yeah.
That was basically the year I had really started to, you know, be open to this like side of life,
right?
In a way,
right.
And it's really just been from then till now. I'm like learning the ropes and talking to people about it,
mm-hmm.
seeing how people, you know, didn't know this stuff.
I know
how it needs to be reached.
Yeah,
and it really taught me not to take this for granted at all, because it's like, you know, I can read someone's chart and like completely amaze them for mm-hmm. the rest of their life, and it's like, wow, like what's gonna happen when we spread this to a lot more people? It just feels inevitable.
A lot of people are waking up to their own divine gifts, you know, in the process. Yeah. And we're in an information age, so it makes sense that we're going to be, you know, sharing with one another and the whole thing. So let's transition into a first song, you know, take a little breather, you know, kind of, you know, get back into the groove here a little bit. So I'm going to go a little, okay, I'm going to go, I was thinking, all right, what kind of music do I want to play, right? So I'm going to go a little retro, all right? We're going like before any of us in this entire studio have been born. We're going a little retro. So it has a hint of Velveeta, but I'm feeling it. Okay, it's from my favorite musical of all time. All time? Yes, of all time. Hair. And it's Aquarius. So enjoy. do believe that is a classic, ladies and gentlemen. That is from the Hair soundtrack. Yeah, so welcome to the dawning of the age of the of Aquarius, Michael. You know, from what I understand, you hadn't heard that song before, so it's kind of...
No, that was glorious.
Yeah, wasn't it kind of yummy?
Yeah.
I highly recommend that musical. I mean, it's full of bell bottoms and afros and just like, you know, this whole... It's a great musical take on, oh, I don't know, perspective in society.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, taking the 60s and... You know, it's kind of, you know, dancing in that realm. So anyways, so back to all things you. Yeah.
Yeah, me.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, okay. So you, just to backtrack a little bit. So you're an intuitive, you read astrology charts, you dive into tarot, you know, you have a weekly broadcast that you put out, you know, weekly readings, I see, you know, just a variety of different things. You do love scopes, horoscopes. Yo, this is what's coming at you this week scopes. You know, I mean, the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. So obviously you're quite aware of all the energies that are shifting this weekend. And there's a lot going on.
Everything we've been waiting for.
Yeah. So let's just, you know, start to talk about that and illuminate the consciousness with those who have not received the memo. So...
All right, well, where do I start? We all know Jupiter went into Leo.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like we still have a couple... We could still feel the last bits of energy with, you know, Cancer. Venus and Mercury in Cancer getting ready to kind of renew our feelings before we really get into this big party.
Right.
The beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing about this weekend and this next week is, you know, we've had this square action, this cardinal cross action for so long with mm-hmm. Mars and Libra opposing Uranus and Aries, and then those two planets making squares to Pluto and Capricorn, Jupiter and Cancer. So we've just been shaking everywhere in our lives as far as like
what
actions to take in our partnerships, how to balance those actions based on the radical new person we are. How are they going to react to this new, you know, revolutionary mindset that is who I am?
Right.
And then, you know, what still needs to die in order to let that really express itself? And then how could we feel at the same time that allows us to expand and shine our light bright without wanting to dim that?
Mm-hmm.
And what's so beautiful is like the last two planets to really trigger this square for a while is our relationships and mental understanding mm-hmm. of things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I think it's beautiful, because it's not going to be squaring Mars this time in Libra.
Mm-hmm.
So we already know the actions we have to take. You know, Mars was making a direct trine of Venus and Mercury in Gemini. So we have all the facts of what we really do need to move forward. But, you know, I know this such faded karmic action, like it hit me, like it kind of just, hit me like, oh wow, it was in my face, but this fog is clearing.
Yeah.
And I can imagine everyone is starting to see like, okay, all these impressions and intuitions they had didn't make sense, but now they're in a place where they can start to make sense of it.
Right.
And like the beautiful thing about Venus and Mercury hitting these planets, because they're gonna, it's gonna, it's gonna hit Neptune first, then quickly oppose Pluto, and then square Uranus. So it's like, okay, we know the facts, but how do I feel about this? How could I feel the mood? But this weekend is just going to like jumble our emotions, so we have this passion.
Yeah, yeah. I feel that Sunday we're going to be like feeling the need to really get to it, you know, and really like, okay, no, now I know, you know, like kind of like with a more of a passion, more of a, I really have to do this now. You know, so I don't know. That's my personal take on it. And then relationships. We have Venus in lovely Cancer effective today.
It's about to trine Neptune exact.
Oh, wow. Okay. And, you know, being a Pisces, you know, I love me some Neptune. So, you know.
Pisces and Cancer, I feel like that those two signs are like the energetic, hub right now. As far as I can only imagine how you are really experiencing this.
You don't even want to know.
You know,
If this was like, you know, the Masters Playground with your host, Michael, you know, then I would go there. But I will say it has been a roller coaster of, I feel like a girl in a candy store. Mm. I feel overwhelmed with information, but in a really good way. In a really, really good way. That's how I feel. And then also just a little like empathic and shaking and going, whoa, yeah. You know. It's heavy for this fish.
I know for me, when Mercury, well, it's happening now.
Yeah.
Mercury trining Neptune. For me personally, Neptune is right now on my 10th and 11th house cusp. Mm-hmm. You know, thus the house of career. What's my career? I'm giving intuitive guidance. I'm basically Neptune's vessel right now in a way.
Yeah.
And it trining Mercury in my second house, I just, this whole week, I've just been receiving, like, you know, the truth about what value I have to bring. Like, I have a mental understanding of the value of what this legacy and career is. Mm-hmm. I've now been able to plan, like, years from now, and I have a very solid, like, vision that I didn't have before because it was clouded with Neptune, but now Mercury is at a...
Right.
And our relationships are going to certainly follow suit. It's mm-hmm. going to be very blissful because the right partnerships are really ready to flow in because now people know how to feel about these very deep intuitive feelings they've been having, and it's just going to be so amazing. The sun will be in Leo by the time that happens as well. Yeah. So we'll just be ready to like love unapologetically and uncompromisingly.
Oh, hey, you know, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. So there's a lot of activity that's going to be happening in general over the weekend. And, you know, I understand that you're heading back to Texas. You know, so I literally caught you for the last call for alcohol, you know, in Hollywood. So what I would like to do is actually give this to you. It's a healing pouch.
Yes.
Yes. And there's a variety of loveliness in there. And so that's for you on your next chapter.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, and so for those of you that are not really hip to, you know, what I do. my name is Chrissy Stereo. I'm a Renaissance woman. I do everything, literally. And, you know, one of the services that I offer is, you know, healing pouches. That's really based on your energy, your transitions, where you're going, what you're about to do. And, you know, so there it is.
It's funny, the stones, the exact amount of stones that you've given me are the exact amount of stones I've given away. During my chapter here.
Yeah. See, oh, wow.
So I got back what I gave away.
Yeah, right on. And then, you know, after the show, we'll dive into what's in there. So, so you're totally hip to what's happening. So, all right. So more on, where can people find you?
People can find me on thepeacedealer.com. That's my URL right now.
Right.
And youtube.com/mysticilluminations. Or if you type in The Peace Dealer mm-hmm. at YouTube, I also have an Instagram and Twitter page mm-hmm. At The Peace Dealer. So mm-hmm. on my Twitter page, I update people with moon transits. Mm-hmm. So they get a real-time view of how the planets are being affected and whatnot.
Right. And you said that you master planned what's happening for you. You said 5 years out? You know,
yeah, it was ridiculous.
And obviously you complimented everything by just looking at, you know, the best times for you mm-hmm. in your progressive chart in general.
That was the freaky part about it, because I got the date first and uh-huh. the time, and then I looked at the chart and it's like, oh my gosh, this is completely confirming it right now.
So let's dial it down a little, you know, for our general audience out there who do not live in understanding what, you know, I don't know, Venus and Cancer means and stuff like that. So what, for individuals out there, I could only imagine, you know, a lot of us who are consciously, you know, involved with our awakening process, our ascension, our illumination, you know, insert t-shirt here, you know, you know, we're following it. It's sort of, it's kind of like watching a football game, you know, a little bit. You know, I kind of feel like when I tune into the Leo King, I'm like, okay, what are the stats?
Yeah.
What's going on, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people are, you know, just barely switching on, just barely understanding their own level of knowingness. So what advice would you have for individuals who are just new to astrology, new to all of these gifts of the divine, you know, that they could play with?
Yeah, that is a beautiful question, because especially now, mm-hmm. That's the thing, like this Leo return is, it's bringing fuel into our hearts. And the best, the two signs that I feel are very, the other sign that works well with Leo is Pisces.
Hey.
And those are the two energies that are really working yeah. for this, spiritual awakening. And so people are going to really get hit in their hearts. They're just going to be like, whoop, oh snap. And it could be easy to be afraid at first, because yeah. it's like, wow. I always assumed that I was separated from this experience. And now that I know I'm not so separated, you know, there's so much about me I want to hide. And it just kind of reacting to the situation with a general level of self-acceptance, you know, making sure you do have that self-love. So you, because, you know, this is a very sensitive opening.
Yeah.
I really don't sense this thing being really gradual. Like, you know, I can totally see people having more vivid dreams like they already are now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it would, my only advice would be just to trust in the process of things, because there will be still so much that's hard to make logical sense of.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to control mm-hmm. something like this, you're going to go crazy. So just surrendering and laughing at it all, because it really is funny
yeah.
when you think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, it's cray cray. It's yeah. official. It's officially on. You know, that's beautiful advice, because whenever we do come into a higher level of understanding of our own selves, we have to confront our old self. We have to confront what it is that we are trying to hold on to. You know, am I in the right relationship? Am I in the right career path? Oh, you know what? Everyone around me has convinced me that this is the path, but my heart isn't resonating, mm-hmm. you know, or matching to that. You know, these are just a few surface issues that a lot of people are in essence facing, you know, yeah. especially now, you know, with what's happening with Jupiter, what's, you know, happening over the weekend, things like that. So
yeah, definitely
there's a lot going on. So we're going to play with you a little bit. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. We're going to, okay. So I don't do this too much, you know, but, all right. So I read Kabbalah Tarot. Yeah, so my, yeah, Kabbalah Tarot lines up every card to the Tree of Life and the different pillars and the different stages of our, you know, experience. And it's a really groovy ride. So what I was thinking that we can do, you know, I mean, I can get into another song, but I'm going to go ahead and just start to hand the deck over to you.
All right.
And this is the Aleister Crowley deck. Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and fade into a song, but, you know, just start to bond with the cards in general. And when we come back, I think we'll start to illuminate a little bit of what awaits, you know, our cosmic journey, you know,
sweet.
When we come back. So, all right, so I want to play a song that tips the hat to the Geminis.
Yay.
What? Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, as you know, you guys, Geminis, they've got double mint twins rolled up in there, you know. They've got, you know.
I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, well,
but Gemini is the best side of all time. Oh, all time.
Oh, that's cute. All right. That's so, it's really adorable. It really is. Anyway, so what, you know, remember there's two fish in the Pisces. That's all I'm saying. All right. So.
Yes, there's yeah. two.
All right. So. I wanted to play with, you know, grabbing a song that highlights kind of like the duality of what Geminis go through, but the overall message that they're trying to put out. So again, you know, I am the queen of just all types of music. So we're going to bust out some Nina Simone. And don't let me be misunderstood. So It's retro, so here we go.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad.
Let us not misunderstand our man, Michael. Yes.
Oh, no.
All right. So we were talking, you know, as everyone was grooving along to Nina Simone. And really, you know, traditionally what I end up doing on the show is I'll draw a card or two. It really depends on whatever spirit wants me to communicate that highlights the energies that are coming for the week. And then, you know, I continue on with drawing additional cards that would help us navigate. But in this particular, you know, show, this is all about you, man. This is, you know, whatever your guides, your spirit is compelled to share, you know. So there you go. It's all right. You.
All right. I don't mind getting creative. I'm going to draw a spread right now and on this table with five cards. So this first card will represent us for like the next couple of days, right? Or the whole week.
Whatever it is you want.
I did have a sense of this week for general. The next few days. Well, actually, like the rest of this Cancer period. So, which is basically like another 3 days. Mm-hmm. And I'll have this card represent the force on the right. And this card, the force on the left, basically affirming that there's, of course, going to be like two opposing forces that we have to balance out regardless. And then I'll have these two cards kind of like the devil and angel on the shoulder. What's going to kind of bridge us to those energies?
Sure.
So this card, interestingly enough, it got the Queen of Wands.
Uh-huh.
So that is so like, oh, goodness, I'm kind of creeped out right now. And I read cards all the time. But I mean, this is literally telling us that we're ready to step into our boldness and turn up, you know, like mm-hmm. we've been so bogged down with this emotional responsibility, we completely forgot that a part of this soul development involves expressing our hearts with happiness. And that's going to be us getting through this cancer chapter, really being able to use our passion to influence many just because we're being happy. And I really like how the bottom card is the strength, mm-hmm. you know, with the Sagittarius glyph.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely talking about Jupiter in Leo right there. And having the inner courage and confidence to literally come from your personal authority and not be afraid to shine bright.
Yeah.
I definitely have that issue of just dimming down what I really could give, because it is about giving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this right, fittingly enough, the one balance is the oppression. And, you know, we see Saturn there. I also still see, interestingly enough, a Sagittarius glyph, kind of. But, yeah, I totally see this. Well, let's see what the other balance is. The Princess of Discs. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have this passionate, you know, energy ready to exercise, and we have to balance that between oppression and the Princess of Discs. The Princess of Discs to me is really being able to appreciate wisely what gifts and talents we have that we can mold and make real and mm-hmm. practical.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just an idea anymore. We're starting to see the right people, the right things, the right situations form, so we don't have any excuse, really, unless we're not going to rise up to the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's beautiful to have oppression balancing that, because we're going to have the necessary pressure in order to, you know, stand up when people want to either attack or challenge these radical beliefs or, you know, new way of expressing yourself. You can stand bold like the Queen of Wands
mm-hmm.
and bridge to that oppression these new practical ideas, but more so perception of being able to, you know, bridge these two different worlds of inner emotions and passion and outer material
right.
kind of reality. And how interesting, how very interesting. The bridge to the oppression is the Ace of Cups, and the bridge to the Princess of Discs is lust reverse.
Uh-huh.
And I totally vibe with that. Like, it's very funny. It's almost as if people are allowing their hearts to get in the way of, you know, me seeing the Ace of Cups as a bridge is where the oppression. So there really is nothing getting in our way but us. And mm-hmm. it's just this whole, you know, you feel your heart ready to pour over. But, you know, on the other bridge, what's getting in the way of materializing these ideas is really, you know, in my opinion, I really sense a sacral chakra imbalance
mm-hmm.
because people aren't really, you know, because whatever lustful feelings, and I see this as a lust for life, this passion, this spark
mm-hmm.
to be able to, like the Queen of Wands, wake up in the morning and feel so happy,
mm-hmm.
you know, because she's living something that she truly believes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this energy is not really, really being projected right. Perhaps, you know, I already know a lot of people aren't taking sex as seriously as, you know,
are not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They don't really see it, even if they get a conscious understanding that it is something deeper than just a physical action, you know,
mm-hmm.
they don't really get it. They haven't really experienced how divine it could really be.
Mm-hmm.
And inevitably, you know, that's sexually frustrating. This, I really do sense a huge sense of sexual frustration that just will not be able to be denied or suppressed anymore
mm-hmm.
with this love that's getting ready to come off. So it's almost as if what we're opposing is what we want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're not willing to surrender, you know, I don't want to say because we're not willing to surrender. I think that's what we're going to do this week.
Yeah, yeah.
I really do sense, you know, this card will turn up as this cup pours over
mm-hmm.
and goes down. And the more you're able to, you know, surrender your ego and pour out your love without expecting anything, the more you're going to able to see it alchemize into this passion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, lust to achieve what is meant to be achieved in your life, because if it wasn't meant to be achieved in your life, you know, you wouldn't be constantly reminded about it. You wouldn't be dreaming about it. You wouldn't have these signs about it. You wouldn't be so deeply emotional about it
right.
in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, that was beautiful, man. That was great. Yeah. So what do you think of the deck? It's a little different than what you flow with normally, right?
Yeah, but I really like it. The symbolism in it is so deep.
Oh, I know. They have a planetary aspects, numerology. It goes into Hebrew letters, everything. Everything. It's just, I love it.
Yes.
So... Wow, so we have quite an exciting week coming up, you guys. I mean, obviously we're going to be diving into really facing our passions, really going for it, and really feeling a call to the wild, if you will. And I'm going to go ahead and actually compliment everything.
To actually add to that lust thing,
mm-hmm.
I kind of see it as kind of like the Leo King says, that really reminded me of Scorpio, Saturn and Scorpio, like we need to be attacking these passions as if it was, you know, our dream mate and we really wanted to have sex with that.
Mm-hmm.
That whole energy, like, mm-hmm. dang, I have to rip their clothes off. That's the same energy we need to go to, like, damn, I need to do this. I need to spread this information.
One thing that I'm going to start sharing a little bit here, you know, with my vibrational truth of Scorpio and Saturn, right, is that whenever it's like anybody who has a shadow self that they're not tending to, I'm able to like that immediately see it. It's the biggest turn off, you know, and it's helped me navigate and ensure that the right people, the right places, the right energy is around me. Right. So that frustration that you were highlighting, I think, you know, just again, my own personal reference, I think that the frustration is sort of like a calling of where are my people, you know, where, you know, obviously we're all connected and stuff like that. But in general, sort of waiting for that ideal, the clarity of what we're supposed to be doing, you know, for some people, right? The clarity of the right partner, because I know that when we're in that portal, the wrong people were showing up, man.
Yeah.
That's my truth, you know, and you thought they were.
You thought they were. You thought the signs you were seeing were like, oh, they're going to come in my
life.
They're
the one, man. Oh, my God. It's so divine. And, you know, and this whole thing. And then it's like, wait, no. Oh,
yeah.
You know, not quite right.com. But anyways, I just wanted to share that. You know, that's, you know, at least my take on what you were highlighting, you know. And, you know, in Kabbalah Tarot, whenever the lust card comes up, it's about establishing your intent. You know, that's really, you know, it's that it needs to be known. So it really ties in with everything that we're saying. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, in Kabbalah Tarot, it really lines up to what people are saying in different ways, you know? So, yeah. So, wow, there's going to be a lot of energy shifting. When do you leave for Texas?
11:50 tonight.
What?
Yeah.
This is it, man. All right. And
it's funny because El Paso is kind of like, someone had told me while I was there that El Paso is like a portal. Like that's what the person who told me was in Las Cruces, New Mexico, which uh-huh. she said was a crossroads uh-huh. and El Paso was a portal. Right. So it really tripped me out. It's like the portal is leaving and I'm going back to a portal. I feel like
I was just there, you know.
Yeah, I
performed there and
brick and mortar, right?
Yeah, man, it was great. And the promoter, you know, that brought me out there. She lives in that same area where it's you cross over and it's New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and then now you're in Texas. No, wait, now you're in New Mexico. You know, she lives like right there. And
yeah.
The one thing that I will say is, I don't know. Word, you know, was that people who don't, you know, who are from Texas, like Denver or whatever, they're like, yeah, El Paso, whatever. I fell in love with El Paso when I was there. I fell in love. I was like, I don't know why people don't see the magic here.
Yeah, this is a very, El Paso to me is very, very spiritual place and psychic, but the energy isn't really properly, it's not like Denver or Cali where that energy is free and dispersed. There's still a very small town mentality.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's really going through a process of like completely getting uncovered, and so people can see how like profound, because I really do get certain vibes, but it's more of a very deep, low, dense pressure that crystallizes people in a way.
Yeah.
Kind of forces you to, you know, be your best,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to a place like here where I still have to bring my A game, but I can relax. I can go down the street, talk to someone about astrology, and they'll be interested, as opposed to, you know, doing it in El Paso, and you know, they may be like, what? Although I am seeing a lot more open-mindedness,
which yeah,
attributing to the shift, which is awesome.
My experience was when I got off the plane and the promoter picked me up, you know, she hooked me up with like this big crystal, you know, that was my welcome, you know, package, and I was like, wow. What's going on? And then, you know, we hit up a street fair, and then, you know, I talked to a Native American who was talking about sound healing and stuff like that. So I found that, and then, you know, as I progressed and got to know the people, you know, when I performed there, I noticed that there's a lot of luminaries there. There's a lot of luminaries and a lot of people who are really hip, you know, to what's happening.
It doesn't seem like there's a lot, but they're out there.
They're there, yeah. So, you know, like attracts like, you know, and birds of a feather do flock together. So you'll be fine.
Yeah,
you'll be fine. So we're winding down a little bit. So I want to, I don't know, let's play a little bit here. So, all right, where are you going to be in a year?
In a year, I'll still be in El Paso finishing my degree.
Ooh.
At UTEP, yes.
Yeah, and what are you, okay, all right. So I'm starting to, you know, remember when you talked about how you have your master plan for 5 years? I need to know before you roll, you know, on out of here. So, all right, okay, so business major, is that what's happening?
When I had left UTEP, I was doing corporate organizational communication,
right,
and minoring in business. So I'm going to finish that track.
That's kind of brilliant, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah, Yogi Bhajan, who is, you know, my, as you know, we do Kundalini yoga. Oh my gosh, we didn't even talk about that. We got lost in the vibe. All right, so Yogi Bhajan, he had a PhD in communication, and I found that, you know, communication majors in general, you know, are able to effectively impact their radius as they need to.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's get into your meditation for a minute, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, obviously you're stopping and honoring yourself in new and interesting ways. That's one of the things that I would say that you picked up here in California.
Yeah.
And you jumped onto one of the meditations that I put out, you know, on behalf of, you know, Kundalini yoga in general.
Yeah.
So what was your experience like? You know, with, you know, Kundalini yoga in general?
It was very subtly beautiful. Because normally when I do indulge in meditations like that, number one, I never keep it consistent. So lasting as long as I did was the first time I've ever done something like that.
Yeah.
And
cheers to that. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I, as a Gemini, like, I'm so into my head, like, I really wasn't able to be sensitive to how my energy was shifting, and the reason why this meditation really caught me as distinct was I could still kind of sense that things were changing.
Yeah.
And I'm normally oblivious. Yeah.
It got in.
Especially around, like, after the day 20,
mm-hmm.
like I would know that, okay, if I do this meditation today, this day is going to be profoundly shifted.
Mm-hmm.
And it, sure enough, like I kind of try to tie it into the numerology, see how it would shift that way. But I mean, yeah, I noticed like every 10th day there would be like a certain theme of completion,
yeah,
which would almost make it, you know, fun to look forward to as far as like, oh,
yeah,
it's going to happen this day and whatnot.
So for those of you that don't know, Michael jumped into a Kundalini, one of the five highly recommended meditations for our Aquarian times, or approaching Aquarian times. He did something called the Curtain Kriya. And the Kirtan Kriya is an 11-minute meditation where you are touching each finger and, in essence, reprogramming your mind. You're reclaiming, you're going through the entire process of life, birth, life, death, rebirth. You know, you're in essence cycling, you know, you're getting the garbage out. And I remember you reached out and said, oh my God, you know, my brain's tingling and, you know, yeah. And I go, it's part of it, man. It's, you know, I feel like, we're in the 60s. It's all part of it, man. You know, I mean, but I, you know, it's thank you for you know, bringing awareness to the fact that, you know, that meditation exists out there. And, you know,
thank you for making it.
Yeah.
Look forward to, because the thing I really liked about that was the timing that I started was so divine. Like, I really wish I finished. I mean, I guess it's all part of the process, but
it is part of the process. Yeah. Whenever we undertake a 40-day meditation, which is no joke, most people fall off day 5, day 10. You know, you made it to day 31, 32.
Yeah.
And then, 32, you know, but like it kind of makes sense because you said that every 10 you were finding that it was a closing of a chapter of sorts.
Yeah, it's like a certain completion.
So what Spirit's letting me know is that you had stopped because there was a certain appreciation of the chapter that you were closing. You know, you'll be back.com. And in other words, you know, when you do a 40-day meditation, you in essence reach a certain level of vibrational mastery. And, and you know, that shift becomes more of a permanent part of your consciousness. Mm. So it's kind of heavy, right?
Yeah. That really helps. Yeah. But what I really liked about it after the first couple days is that I would start off with the Hari Mantra and I would just feel so peaceful. Like, oh my goodness. Like, mm-hmm. Especially the last part where we have to relax for a minute. Like,
yeah.
I would just hope. I'd be like, oh, I don't want this minute to end.
I know. It's there's always a sweet spot in meditation. So if you guys are interested in finding out a little bit more of what we're talking about, all right, you could visit chrissystereo.com and click on media and you'll see I put out the series called Chrissy Stereo Meditate With Me. And it's a basically, I'm letting you into my own personal world and inviting you to reclaim yourself through YouTube videos of where we're meditating together. And I walk you through, you know, Kundalini meditation in general and explain what we're doing, how, you know, and and I'm also like pulling back the curtain and going, okay, this is my trip, you know, and this is what I'm going through. And like, there might be a tear. Not, I don't think I cried, you know, but in general, there might be just like, oh, this is what I'm going through. Because you're shifting your energy. You're shifting your frequency with all of these meditations. So chrissystereo.com, check it out. So Michael, thank you so much for rolling on into the hood, if you will, before you leave, you know, all things LA. You know, it's a pleasure meeting you. And, I feel very, very blessed and very honored to have crossed your path during your experience here.
Likewise.
You know, and I'm sure I'll catch you. I'm sure we'll end up doing another show with One Feather or something. Or, ooh. You know, we'll see what happens. But all right, so a little send off, my loves. At the end of each show, I do like to go ahead and close out with a blessing for everybody. So, you know, just a final word. I mean, do you have any like final advice for the people out there now that they know what's about to greet them?
Yeah, the only thing I have to say is open your mouth and kind of don't disrespect your divine spark. To anyone watching and listening to this, it's really important to share what you know. Because it's all part, it will remind you that we're not separated. And as you share what you feel someone would think is crazy, they're going to share what they think you would think is crazy. Bam, you've both illuminated each other because you've shared a piece of yourself.
Excellent. Beautiful. All right, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and send everybody off with a little bit of a blessing. Again, it is all about honoring the divine within, okay? We are the one. So, May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Blessings, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. Bye. I love you. Bye.
Love each other, each other. We are one.